Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle and drum and bass vocal texture I like to call vinyl heat. It's not about the lyric, it's about rhythm, nostalgia, and motion. Think of those classic records, where a tiny vocal fragment is doing as much work as a hi-hat pattern, pushing the groove forward while feeling like it's been sampled off a worn dubplate. We're working intermediate today, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable warping, slicing, using simpler, and moving between session and arrangement view. The goal is, you'll finish with a dedicated vocal texture group that has a main chopped lane, an airy ghost lane, and a throw effects lane for those little dub moments that make the arrangement feel alive. First, set the session up like it's actually jungle. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That 170 to 175 pocket is home territory, and 172 is a sweet spot for bounce. Before we touch any devices, build a quick arrangement skeleton in arrangement view. Give yourself an intro of 16 bars, a first drop of 32 bars, a breakdown of 16 bars, and a second drop of 32 bars. Even if it's just empty space right now, it forces you to think like a record, energy in sections, not a loop forever. And here's a key mindset you'll use the whole way through: plan a change every 8 bars. In DNB, even micro changes keep the momentum moving. Now choose your vocal. The shorter and more characterful, the better. A phrase, a shout, an ad-lib, even a single word can be enough. You only need 1 or 2 seconds of gold. Drag your vocal onto an audio track. Turn warp on. If it's a longer phrase, start with Complex Pro. If it's short and you want cleaner pitching and less smear, try tones. If the timing is loose, find a strong transient and use warp from here, straight. We're not trying to make it perfect like pop vocals. We're trying to make it usable as rhythmic material. Do a quick cleanup chain, just temporary, so you're not designing on top of mud. Add EQ8 and high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Add a gentle compressor, nothing crazy. Ratio around 2 to 1 and only a couple dB of gain reduction. Then utility, and if it's weirdly wide already, pull it to mono for now. We can reintroduce width later in a controlled way. Now we build the vinyl heat chain using stock devices. The vibe we want is mid-rangey, slightly crunchy, drifting and in the room. Not glossy, not plug-in demo, more felt than heard. Start with Redux for that sampled edge. Downsample somewhere around 14K as a starting point and keep the dry slash wet subtle, like 10 to 25%. Bit reduction, also subtle, 0 to 3. You want the suggestion of lower fidelity, not total destruction. Next, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not getting fooled by loudness. Then roar. This is where you can get modern grit, but we'll use it like seasoning. Try a tape or noise flavor. Small drive. If you want that alive feeling, put a very slow LFO on drive or tone. Keep it subtle. The point is drift, not wobble like a cartoon. Then EQ8 for vinylish band limiting. High pass higher now, maybe 150 to 250 Hz. If the vocal is pokey, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. And low pass around 9 to 12K so the top end feels older. Now fake turntable drift. You can do this with shifter in pitch mode, or a super light chorus ensemble. With shifter, you're aiming for tiny sense movement, like 5 to 15 cents, and importantly, don't leave it static. Automate it or modulate it a bit. Mix maybe 10 to 30%. If you go too hard, it'll sound like a special effect. We want this came from wax. Add echo for dubby movement. Try dotted eighth for that jungle bounce, or straight eighth or quarter if you want it steadier. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the echo. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8K. And keep the wet low, like 8 to 20%. Tuck. Finally, reverb, controlled. Smaller medium size, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, a bit of pre-delay like 10 to 25ms, low cut around 250 to 400, high cut around 6 to 9K, and again keep the wet modest. At this point, stop and decide your intent. Is this vocal foreground or fabric? For vinyl heat, we want fabric. That means shorter slices, less intelligibility, more rhythmic consistency. Now we're going to chop like a junglist, because sequencing control is everything. Select the vocal clip, right-click, and slice to new MIDI track. Use transients if it's a phrase with natural hits, or use 1/8 slicing if you want strict rhythmic pieces. On the new track, you'll have simpler in slice mode. Set voices low, like 1 to 3. This is an underrated move. Low voices plus short notes gives you that hard-cut sampler vibe. Turn on simpler's filter, maybe a low pass or band pass. We'll want to map cutoff later, because filtering is one of your best arrangement tools. Now a crucial workflow trick. Don't audition 40 slices and keep everything. Commit to 6 keepers. 2 attacks, like hard consonants, TKP kind of energy. 2 tails, breathy or vowel endings. 1 longer smear, like a half beatish sustain. And 1 weird one. A laugh, an inhale, a mic bump. Something human. Build the whole texture from only these and it'll sound cohesive fast. Create a MIDI clip, 2 bars long, at 172 BPM. The vocal usually lives between snare hits. It doesn't have to be loud. It has to be placed. Here's a practical 2-bar pattern you can start with. In bar 1, place a short chop on beat 1 and, so 1.2, then another on 1.3.3, and a tiny ghost on 1.4.4. In bar 2, do call and response. 1 longer slice on 2.1, then 2 quick ticks on 2.2.3 and 2.3.2. Keep note lengths short and staccato so it stays percussive. Now use velocity as your secret arranger. Map velocity to volume in Simpler and treat it like distance. Ghost hits around 15 to 40, main hits around 70 to 110, and only occasionally, one accent at 115 to 127. That way you get movement without adding more notes. For groove, don't start manually nudging everything randomly. Let drums lead the micro timing. Use the groove pool. Try an MPC style swing or shuffled 16th groove, and apply it more to the vocal than the drums. Amount around 15 to 35%. This makes the vocal float around the break in a really musical way. Now let's add the vinyl noise, but smart. Make a new audio track called Vinyl Noise. You can use analog or wavetable set to noise, or a noise sample. Ekit, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10k, add auto pan for subtle drift, very slow rate like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, then sidechain it with a compressor keyed from your drum bus, ratio around 4 to 1, fast attack, medium release and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The noise will breathe around the drums instead of masking your transients. If your noise still competes with hats, here's an extra authentic trick. Put a gate after the noise EQ. Set it so the noise behaves like an on-off turntable layer. Gating feels different than sidechain compression. It can sound more needle on wax. Now the magic. Resample. This is classic jungle workflow. Solo your vocal slice track. And if you want the noise baked into it, solo that too. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars while you actively tweak a few parameters. Push redux a touch, automate pitch drift, push echo feedback for a moment, then pull it back. You're printing a performance. Once you've got that resample, you can chop it again, reverse parts, stretch it, and it instantly feels like second generation sampling. That's where the Riedel record vibe shows up. Now let's arrange it like a proper DNB record. We're going to make 3 vocal states and then swap them across the sections, instead of letting one loop run forever. State 1 is the intro, tease and atmosphere. Filter it down, low pass around 4 to 6k, add a bit more reverb wet, and keep hits sparse, like once every 2 bars. Add 1 reverse chop as a riser into bar 17, the first drop. That reverse-only pickup is money, tiny, but it telegraphs structure. Day 2 is the drop, rhythmic engine. Bring in the full vinyl heat chain, and run a more consistent 2-bar loop, but keep it in its lane. If your snare crack lives around 2 to 5k, carve a small dip in the vocal there so the snare stays king. And if you want the vocal to feel like it's pushing without feeling loud, duck it slightly on snare hits, not just on the kick. Jungle is snare forward. State 3 is variation, especially for the second half of the drop and drop 2. Duplicate the MIDI clip and keep the same rhythm, but swap which slices hit the key spots. That's microphrase rotation. Rhythm stays locked, content evolves. Also add a 1/8 stop, a tiny gap right before an 8-bar boundary. That hole creates tension without adding any new sound. Now build your throw FX properly. Put echo and reverb on return tracks, and automate send levels only on phrase ends, like the last word of every 4 or 8 bars. This keeps the drop clean, but still gives you those dubby landmarks that DJs and listeners latch onto. Here are arrangement moves that basically always work. Every 8 bars, mute the vocals for 1 bar, then slam them back in. Before a drop, do a band pass sweep and a quick tape stop style pitch drop with shifter, just a few semitones down, fast. And in the breakdown, stop thinking rhythm. Turn the vocal into ambience. Stretch the resampled audio, filter it hard, Let it sit like ghost memory behind pads. When the rhythmic chops return, it feels like a re-entry, not repetition. If you want to level up the arrangement even more, build an energy ladder. First 16 bars, sparse, filtered, wider. First half of drop 1. Tight pattern, mostly mono mid. Second half of drop 1. Add a couple extra ghosts and brighten slightly. Drop 2. Introduce the resampled second generation version. Even if the pattern is similar, the track feels like it's progressing. And for pre-drop tension, use what I call mute math. 2 bars before the drop, remove information in stages. First remove the air layer. Then remove about half the main hits. Keep only pickups. Then in the last quarter bar, do a full stop or just a single reversed pickup. The drop will feel bigger without you turning anything up. Now mix placement so it slaps, not splats. On the vocal texture group, start with EQ8. High pass 150 to 250 HC, and notch anything that masks your snare or lead. Add glue compressor, light, maybe 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, just to seat it. Then utility for width. You can go 80 to 120% if the mix can handle it, but if your bass is huge, keep the vocal more mono. And if you want a really pro dubplate perspective, use EQ8 in mid/side. Keep more definition in the mid from 1 to 5k, and low pass the size earlier, like 5 to 7k. That makes the center speak, while the edges feel like worn stereo ambience. If the vocal feels too on top, don't just turn it down. Shorten the reverb, reduce a touch around 3 to 6k, and push it slightly wider. Often that fixes in your face without losing presence.